Now, if only that had been more widely known, how many innocent victims of suicide missions might have been saved?
It will be said that nobody believes crude miracle stories such as those in the Gospel of Thomas anyway. But there is no more and no less reason to believe the four canonical Gospels. All have the status of legends, as factually dubious as the stories of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table.
Most of what the four canonical Gospels share is derived from a common source, either Mark's Gospel or a lost work of which Mark is the earliest extant descendant. Nobody knows who the four evangelists were, but they almost certainly never met Jesus personally. Much of what they wrote was in no sense an honest attempt at history, but was simply rehashed from the Old Testament, because the Gospel makers were devoutly convinced that the life of Jesus must fulfil Old Testament prophecies. It is even possible to mount a serious, though not widely supported, historical case that Jesus never lived at all, as has been done by, among others, Professor G. A. Wells of the University of London in a number of books, including Did Jesus Exist?
Although Jesus probably did exist, reputable biblical scholars do not in general regard the New Testament, and obviously not the Old Testament, as a reliable record of what actually happened in history, and I shall not consider the Bible further as evidence for any kind of deity. In the far-sighted words of Thomas Jefferson, writing to his predecessor John Adams,
"The day will come when the mystical generation of Jesus, by the supreme being as his father, in the womb of a virgin, will be classed with the fable of the generation of Minerva in the brain of Jupiter."
Dan Brown's novel, The Da Vinci Code, and the film made from it are arousing huge controversy in church circles. Christians are encouraged to boycott the film and picket cinemas that show it. It is indeed fabricated from start to finish, invented, made up fiction. In that respect, it is exactly like the Gospels. The only difference between the Da Vinci Code and the Gospels is that the Gospels are ancient fiction, while the Da Vinci Code is modern fiction. The argument from admired religious scientists.
The immense majority of intellectually eminent men disbelieve in Christian religion, but they conceal the fact in public because they are afraid of losing their incomes. Bertrand Russell.
Newton was religious. Who are you to set yourself up as superior to Newton, Galileo, Kepler, etc.? If God was good enough for the likes of them, just who do you think you are? Not that it makes much difference to such an already bad argument. Some apologists even add the name of Darwin, about whom persistent but demonstrably false rumours of a deathbed conversion continually come around like a bad smell, ever since they were deliberately started by a certain Lady Hope, who spun a touching yarn of Darwin resting against the pillows in the evening light, leafing through the New Testament and confessing that evolution was all wrong. Even I have been honoured by prophecies of deathbed conversion. Indeed, they recur with monotonous regularity, each repetition trailing dewy, fresh clouds of illusion that it is witty and the first. I should probably take the precaution of installing a tape recorder to protect my posthumous reputation. Lalla Ward adds,
"Why mess around with deathbeds? If you're going to sell out, do it in good time to win the Templeton Prize and blame it on senility."
In this section, I shall concentrate mostly on scientists because, for reasons that are perhaps not too hard to imagine, those who trot out the names of admired individuals as religious exemplars very commonly choose scientists.
Newton did indeed claim to be religious. So did almost everybody until the 19th century, when there was less social and judicial pressure than in earlier centuries to profess religion, and more scientific support for abandoning it. There have been exceptions, of course, in both directions. Even before Darwin, not everybody was a believer, as James Hort shows in his 2000 Years of Disbelief, Famous People with the Courage to Doubt.